When you need help or advice, you turn to your parents or a trusted friend for help. So why go outside of Virginia, your home, when you need car insurance? Abra Insurance gives you individual attention and won't turn you away no matter what your driving record looks like. Giving same-day personal service in the state of Virginia for over 30 years. Abra Insurance, 979-0814 is the number. AbraInsurance.com is the site.
On this money. Hold on. Let me clear my throat for this one. Pause. So what's good with y'all on this Monday, man? What's the date? This the 6th of May. Yeah. May 6th, 2019. We're gonna jump right into it, man. All the pleasantries out the way. Oh, first of all, before we get started, make sure you holler at my sponsors, Abra Insurance and Connor Murray Realty. Abra Insurance, go to AbraInsurance.net, service in the state of Virginia for over 20 years, and also Connor Murray. He has built a reputation for sourcing the best of Virginia luxury real estate, from historic downtown properties to relaxed country real estate to working farms, sporting and golfing properties to smart townhouses. Go follow Connor Murray Real Estate on Instagram and also check him out on Facebook. If you need some luxury homes, make sure you holler at Connor Murray Realty. So, today's episode, we got to talk about them trash brothers that get passes from everybody. Where the hell are the Splash Brothers, a.k.a. the Trash Brothers? Everybody get these boys passes. Everybody get Steph Curry all these passes. Well, you know what? He cannot pass go on this boardwalk. No, sir. I got to see him. Everybody talk about he the greatest this, the greatest that. Well, if you the greatest at something, we need to see it 24/7, 365. We got to talk about Kyrie Irving and how his ass looking like trash can juice. Also, no cut cards today. Anybody can get it. Kawhi Leonard sporting the straight back braids, and he killing everybody. Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler, it don't matter. If you got a 76 jersey on, your ass getting killed by straight back braids, Kawhi Leonard. Also, Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers and the Bomb Bird with the Denver Nuggets and Jokic, the Joker, as they call him, and Murray and them boys. I ain't talking about that series. That's boring. I'm just going to keep it real with you. I talk about a little bit, but I ain't going to talk about it that much because we got to talk about Houston, Golden State. We got to talk about the 76ers, Toronto, and we got to talk about the Bucks and the Celtics. Portland, Denver, y'all come on TV too late. Can't talk about y'all. Can't do it. Whoever just is on hold, call back in, man. I saw you right there. Make sure you call back in. The phone lines are open, 760-695-1106 is the number. It's all NBA talk today. It's no football talk today. Sorry, but my basketball fans say I've been neglecting basketball, so I'm getting what they want. Sometimes you got to give the people what they want, and they want to talk basketball, so we're going to do that. And I'm going to talk about the little light-skinned dude that they hate to talk about when he's doing bad. And I'm talking about Steph Curry. Y'all give him all these damn passes when he's struggling. Every time Steph Curry's stinking up the damn joint, oh, his ankle hurt. Oh, his knee hurt. Oh, his elbow hurt. Oh, ball honky. No, he dislocated his finger in his left hand, and then it messes with his follow through. I ain't trying to hear that mess. The boy's a damn trash can juice right now through three games, okay? By his standards, he trash can juice. I'm not saying he suck as a player. I'm not saying he trash as a player. I'm saying right now through three games, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, they some damn trash can juice. That's all I'm saying. That's it. If this is KD, we be dogging him. If this was Harden, we be dogging him. If it's Kyrie, we be dogging him. If it's Giannis, we be dogging him. This is Curry, we dogging him. How about that? Cook that up. 540-205, what's good? That's JaVale. No, it ain't. Yeah, that's JaVale. No, it ain't JaVale. Can you hear me? 5-4, can you hear me? Let me make sure they got me. Yo, can you hear me? Hey, I got the mic plugged in right this time, God dang, but I'm going to make sure, though. Let me make sure, though. There we go. The mic on now. The mic on now. So call back in, yo. I got the mic back on now. I don't know why my computer be doing that, but I'll edit this up to make sure it's straight for the podcast, not just for the audio. But no, that won't right. That won't right. I'm tripping. Yeah, we had it right. Yeah, we good. So yeah, man. Make sure y'all call in 760-695-1106. Whoever just called in, let's go. So here we go. I'll start off with the 76ers first. All right, we're going to start off with the 76ers first because I know the Golden State, once you start talking about them two light-skinned dudes, people start crying and getting their damn feelings because they don't want nobody with the hair grain of Kevin Durant, you know, no waves and, you know, buckshots leading the way. So we're going to talk about the 76ers first, all right? So the 76ers, them boo-booed the bed right now. They had a chance to really take control of the playoff series after they got that win in Toronto while Drake was there. You know, Drake is the curse. And right now it's tied 2-2 going back to Toronto. Joel Embiid, you got to come up to the front, sir. I need to see you. Petty Hall got to talk to you, Joel Embiid. You be smiling, kikiing, celebrating, talking hella trash. But when you lose, you sick, your knee hurt, you done gained too much weight. What is going on with Joel Embiid, man? Is he a front runner? You are the definition of a front runner, Joel. You talking about you the most dominant player in the league. I don't see it every damn day. I don't see it every day, Joel. Like, come on, man. You only had one good game. Other than that, you've been trash can juice. Yeah, I said it. You've been some damn trash can juice. For the series, Joel Embiid is averaging 18-8, shooting 36% from the field, 36% from the floor. That's some damn trash can juice. 434-99, what's good with you? Can you hear me? Yo. Oh, hell. Yo, can you hear me? Yo. Yo, can you hear me? Nope. Yo, what is going on, man? I did something the other day and I jacked this up, but it should be working today, man. I'm about to call myself to make sure it's working like it's supposed to. Hold on, y'all. Give me a minute right quick again. Yep, there we go. We good. Now we good. What up, T?
Yep, there we go. We good. Now we good. What up, T?
What's happening?
There we go. Now we working. Now we working. So what's good? What's good with you, fam?
Same old, man. Getting ready for the BCBA.
Yeah, but speaking of the BCBA, I'm in my Petty Hall bag. We got to talk about Joel Embiid, man. How he be bitching and losses and smiling and winning. We got to talk about him, dog. There we go. The mic works. Everybody can call back. 5-4, you off mute, man. My fault. You know, switching up different computers. I ain't had this one set up, but we good. Yeah, what's up with Joel Embiid, man? What'd you say?
Joel Embiid, real sensitive, man. You can't talk about you talk. Man, you ain't gonna talk about he talked to his team about showing up. Like, we gotta show up and you disappear. Shut up.
Talking about I'm sick.
Man, I get tired of that, man. Jordan was sick.
I might not play today. Jordan was hungover.
Hey, same difference, man. That's a form of sickness. Call it what you want. I'd have been hungover.
That ain't the flu.
Hey, look. I tell you what. You drink enough and smoke enough cigars, the next day you'll feel like you got the damn flu.
I mean, we throw out game 3. Joel Embiid has been pure D trash can juice. Simple as that. Just some damn trash can juice. Yeah. Like 12, 10, 11. Like, come on, son. He keeps saying he the most dominant. I can't tell. You know who the most dominant? That goddamn straight back cornrow boy. He should. He the new member of the clip.
Kawhi.
Switch your team.
Kawhi. Kawhi, killer.
Out there killing. Shooting 60% from the field, averaging 38.
He's looking like the second best player in the league right now.
He's looking like the best player in the playoffs, not named KD. Overall.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm just saying he's looking like the second best player in the league right now. I mean, the Joker looked good too. So I can't,
Nobody care about no damn Jokic. Come on, son.
Yeah, I know the.
I ain't pumping him like the mainstream media is. Man, get his ass out of here.
You ain't got to pump him up. He's showing
up. Triple G to me. He triple G in boxing to me. Man, get him out of here, dog. I ain't worried about that.
He called him Triple G. Come on, Hawk.
I ain't worried about no goddamn Triple G of NBA. Get him out of here, coach. Shoot.
He called him Triple G. Come on, he man. Triple that G, man killing her. He killing right now.
Yeah, he killing. He is. He killing. Over there in Siberia.
He definitely playing better than Joel Embiid.
He definitely playing better than Joel ass. I tell you that, sucker. Joel, every time Joel lose, he got an excuse.
They're whining. I hate that. Stop whining. They play better next game.
And Ben Simmons, we knew Ben ass was going to get locked up by Kawhi. I mean, I ain't expecting Ben to do nothing versus the Claw. I come on, son. For real? You got shooters who can't do nothing against Kawhi. You talking about a non-shooter? You can't bully Kawhi.
Yeah, he washed. Been washed when it comes to elite competition.
So let's move to the next series, man. Because we got to get to Golden State. That's gonna take up all the time. The Celtics and the Bucks right now. The Celtics down 2-1. They got to win this game tonight. Where the hell is Kyrie Irving at, everybody? Where is the real Kyrie Irving? He's shooting like some trash can juice. What the hell is going on? I need answers.
He's checking his flight to LA and New York to see which one he want to go to.
I mean, Kyrie's shooting 39% from the field, 27% from three. He's shooting like Steph Curry is for the Warriors right now, son. Come on. And then Jason Tatum. Oh my God. He averaging 9 points. I need people to tell me, why is he averaging 9 points? Is it Kyrie's fault? Jaylen Brown ain't got an issue with it. Jaylen getting you 17. You know what I mean? 50% from the field.
He got to feel the rock, man. He need the ball more.
That ain't
Kyrie be on the court. He got the ball. No, it's not his fault, but he got like I'm just saying that's Jason Tatum's problem. He not touching the ball enough. He a rhythm player.
Marcus Morris getting his. Gordon Hayward getting his. Taylor Brown getting his.
They.
Al Horford getting his. I mean, Kyrie ain't the problem. Kyrie is not the problem.
Kyrie the problem.
Kyrie is not LeBron. He's not going to pat the rock.
I said it too.
If Marcus Morris is getting more shots than him, something's wrong with Jason Tatum. Morris going to go get it. Is Jason Tatum going to go get it?
He need to.
All right, just stop playing the comments.
He need more touches.
Every man.
That's the narrative. Don't care what nobody says.
Javon said Kyrie got the Kobe package.
That's Kyrie. That's Ben Kyrie.
Hey man, Kyrie give you 7 dimes. He averaged 21 and 7. I mean, how much ball hard is that? 7 dimes. I mean, come on, son. Damn!
Probably getting the 7 dimes in the first half.
Damn! Sheesh!
Like I said, Jason Tatum need the ball in his hand. If you look at last year, that's what he's comfortable with. Yeah, you're right. He do need to go get it, but he needs to touch the ball because he's a rhythm player.
Go get it!
You're not listening.
Hey, but check this out. Kyrie do pass the ball and go away from them and go to the other side of the court. And he like, hey, I said, you pass it around and come back to me. That's on you.
Exactly. You right? Exactly.
He got them self-lacing shoes. He better get that his elbow ball, it better activate or something. I know LeBron said activate playoff LeBron. He better activate playoff shooting elbow and jack up some damn shots.
You saw what happened to that activation. That shit was activated before activated. It had bad serial number.
Yeah, dog. Boy.
He got to play better. No doubt about that. But he a rhythm player. That's how he plays.
So
and
do y'all
and
think
he, and
that
he working Boston, out, and he's working out with Kobe? Nope.
Man,
Boston
stop that, man. Come on, man.
I'm a Kobe fan.
Are we
going to
say
it's Kyrie
or are we going to say he gets trapped? Which one is it?
Are we
going to
say who
gets
trapped?
Jason Tatum. They play
defense. Nah, Jason Tatum hasn't played well. Look, one thing I don't hold back no shots to nobody. We could be at the court and you shooting bad, and I'm going to tell you shooting bad, goddamn it. I know I
Chris
shoot,
Middleton,
man, but I'm going to tell
and
you.
Chris Middleton out there getting it. He getting it. He's shooting 65% from 3, 50% from the field. He getting it.
Yeah, he balling.
Stroking them holes. Pause.
Ever since game when they called out Chris Middleton, it's been a wrap.
Chris Middleton been shooting in their face.
I guess he just proven why he was an all-star when a lot of people said he shouldn't have been.
Hey, he's doing
wrong
something.
Too.
He killing something, I tell you that much.
Yeah,
Chris Middleton is stepping to the plate off the dribble. It ain't like he catching shooting that thing. He dribbling their face and then spraying them.
Bledsoe ain't even played well and they win.
Facts.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
But that's because can't nobody
Lopez,
stop Giannis ass.
Brooke Lopez ain't had a good game yet.
Nope,
he
ain't had a good game. George Hill playing good. I guess he played better without LeBron. They said LeBron make everybody better, not George Hill. I tell you that much.
Yeah, George Hill playing.
I guess he killed that narrative. Everybody, he makes everybody around him better, not George Hill. Because George Hill shooting 61%, 50% from the field in this series. His free throw shooting sucks, though. He's shooting 50% from the free throw line. We got to hack George Hill.
You can say George Hill, you can say Rodney Hood too, for that matter.
Right. Yep. That's a fact. LeBron fans don't want to hear that, though. So let's go ahead and jump right into it.
Man,
I
ain't a LeBron fan, man.
Forget all this. We know what we came here for. We came here for the Golden State Warriors in Houston. We came here for the Trash Brothers. They are not the Trash Brothers. We came here for the Trash Brothers and what they've been displaying these three games versus the Houston Rockets, why they've been leaving Kevin Durant out to dry to do any and everything since the LA Clippers act like they strapped KD. Since that day, KD been getting your ass at least 35. At least. He averaged 36 in this series. Killing. What a splash, brother, that. 25% from three from Steph, 35% from Clay. And people don't like to – look, people love to talk about everybody else when it comes to the playoffs. Like, you know, their game elevates, they get better. Steph's three-point shooting actually get worse in the playoffs for his career. Nobody talks about
every
that.
Year.
Why is that? Why is that?
Because you know why. Because he's light-skinned and he make the pretty shot. That's what people remember. People remember the pretty shot. They remember them beige shots, you know. Clay Thompson don't start doing that till he get a tan. When he start browning a little bit, Clay Thompson start balling. He do that shit every year in the playoffs. Yeah, I'm throwing daggers, dots, all that shit. Hey, look, you know what they doing? They trying to figure out a way to keep KD in Golden State.
Really?
That's my take on it. And the only reason I say that, because right now at this point. If this was the finals and KD carried them through the series and they win, KD could say he led the Warriors.
Yes, they do.
The entire season, pretty much. If they win it. So I feel like Clay feel like he's going to get a max anywhere at the end of the season. So he good either way. Steph know he good. So why not take a backseat to KD, let him feel like he really, really the man. Which he is, because can't nobody stop that fool.
Russell played the back.
You know what I'm saying? But that's my thought. That's the only thing
Terrence.
I can think of. But they,
no,
but
Terrence, we're not
going to
say that they're singing it up on purpose, Terrence.
No, we're not going to do that. Listen, I didn't say they were singing it up on purpose. I said that's the only thing I can think of to why they look so damn bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Like I said, Katie's been carrying him. Steph looks bad. Clay looks bad. I told you, Clay ain't got a tan yet. He don't usually get a tan until the Western Conference Finals.
He's going to need some. I mean, they still up 2-1. They still up 2-1, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on with them boys. The Bay's mother.
Yeah, I kind of hope Houston get him up out of there.
What you got, Wet? What you think, man?
Man, at the end of the day, Steph get a pass for a lot of the shit that they go through in the playoffs. I'm not really worried about, you know what I'm saying, the shooting slump, because it happens with all shooters, no matter who you are. You're going to have bad nights. But you can't go either 2-for-7 or 2-for-9 within the perimeter. Like, nah, you can't be tricking off layups and trying to do dunks when you're not a dunker for real anyway, especially when you need a bucket so we can be down 3 and get the foul and try to extend the game somewhat. But, nah, as far as that narrative of them trying to keep KD there and having to go through him, KD checked out last summer. I've been told y'all that. I mean, I don't know what else y'all want, man. KD's gone, man. He's out of there.
He's done, son.
Yeah, he's out of there. I mean, he's trying to go out with a bank, and he's trying to prove his worth. Like, I am that dude. And, I mean, nobody wants to respect it because, oh, he sees one-on-one coverage all the time because you have to worry about Steph and Clay. And like I told somebody earlier, Keith Gilliam, that man hasn't had one scoring title in Golden State. Not one. That man has the second most scoring titles in NBA history behind Mike, him and Chuck. All of that was in OKC, dealing with a heist named Russell Westbrook. I mean, come on. His MVP season, his best year. Westbrook missed like 30 games that year. That man won MVP. He finished the season averaging 32, but and during that stretch when Russ was out, he averaged 35 and 8 and 5. Come on.
They're going to put some respect on his name. 102,
103. You know what I'm saying?
KD still going to New York?
Yeah, KD going to New York, son.
Okay.
Ain't nothing changed,
huh? I just want to check with you, make sure ain't nothing changed. I know you got the inside foot and all that.
Yeah, ain't nothing changed yet. It can change. We all know that
Kyrie,
man.
Kyrie's looking
around all the time.
So is Kyrie driving to New York or flying to L.A.?
Okay, they trying to figure out who's signing first.
Oh, okay. So he driving to New York then?
Yeah, he going down I-95.
Okay. I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, I like to ask for a friend. I like to stay on top of the on top. You know what I'm saying?
He said, you know, I like to ask.
Yeah. I got to figure out why Boston done. I was just trying to figure out where he was going. Hey,
while you jiving, though, Draymond Green getting you 16-10 this series on the low, low, though. 16-10-8. Oh, Draymond.
Yeah.
Oh, Draymond.
He's trying to let you up. He trying to make sure y'all put some respect on his name since he's so quote unquote a thumb to everybody.
Ooh, Draymond, 16-10-8, boy. Come on, Dre. Clint Capella, he boo boo in the bed. You know, he ain't playing like we normally used to seeing him play.
He got that
10-9. Yeah, he real good. CP3 asked, put his feet to the fire yet again. Come on, CP. You got to come see me, sir. You got to come see me. They got my man Mello ass up out the league. What's up with you, CP3? Every time, CP3, your ass magically disappeared. Was you some damn lucky charms? Come on, CP3.
Hey, so the other day, who's he running that pick and roll with the other day until James Harden came back in the game, and then everything just stopped. Everything went back to ISO.
I don't even
know. The last game, James Harden went to the bench for like, I think like three or four minutes.
Yeah.
And during that span, the offense was rolling.
Mm-hmm.
It's all wrong. And then, when Harden's in the game and he's not seeing the ball, he's not active at all. He over there with his hands on his hip, waiting for the ball and shit. Like, that ain't good. So, I mean, CP definitely, he needs to get some of this blame. But anytime that other man ain't got the ball and he just want to stand there and be a non-factor within the offense, so, you know what I'm saying, teams ain't even got to even worry about if he ain't got the ball. It's kind of difficult.
What you got, Darian? What's good with you, man?
What's going on, man? First of all, we ain't doing the OKC slander today, bro. We ain't doing that, all right? You know what I'm saying? I understand the whole thing with KD. I'm just saying, I'm just making sure.
Who's slandering?
I'm just saying, because I was hearing some things, you know what I'm saying? In the chat, I was hearing some things. I ain't, you know. But also, real though, man, we don't really need, like, I don't need, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I don't know why we even, like, tripping about this whole Golden State thing, because they're going to win, bro. As far as this series, everybody's talking about, well, you know, I guess the Rockets won last game. Look, I mean, I understand Steph and Clay, they've been playing like trash, whatever, but they always have a couple of games, especially Clay. He'll have a game or two where he get hot, and they'll end up winning the series. Like, I don't know, he's done in the past. Because Clay just, I don't know where this hot and cold thing comes from, but sometimes he'll just light up. And then next thing you know, you out of there. Ask OKC when it was up 3-1. So I don't think we need to worry too much about Golden State, bro. To be honest.
I'm not worried about them as a team. I'm just like, we're going to point out when they playing like trash like we do every other superstar because we give Steph a pass. Like, I'm equal opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Kyrie's stinking it up right now. Kyrie's stinking it up. But when the Steph is, he hurt. Oh,
one thing I will say, I don't like how the media trying to turn it on Kevin Durant. Like, oh, well, Kevin Durant is pretty much shouldering so much of the load, so it's making Steph Curry worse. And I'm like, what? Where did this come? What are these narratives be coming from, bro? Because I mean,
they love
Steph Curry was trash against I'm about to say he didn't win no final MVP, not that I know of.
Never.
Iguodala come back and save him. You know what I'm saying? Iguodala ain't played the same since that time that he had to save him in the finals. Come on, man. Like, and then, you know, they even, I don't want to switch to this other team, but like the whole thing with Kawhi Leonard, and they hear the media talking about Kawhi Leonard and, you know, him being a team leader and all this other stuff, man. I'm like, bruh, if you can ball, you can ball, man. Everybody talking about, so, well, maybe that's he the reason that Kyle Lowry is playing like trash. Got this new flash.
No.
Kyle Lowry has been trash.
Yeah, he David Blaine in the playoffs.
Y'all know how I feel about Kyle Lowry, man. Kyle is trash. He's trash. He's garbage. He's some shit.
Damn.
He's a waste of a roster spot. Get Kyle Lowry.
Damn. A waste of a roster spot.
Fuck Kyle Lowry. A waste of a roster spot. Fuck Kyle Lowry.
What did he do to you?
He ain't do nothing. He's trash. He's trash. He's been trash. Hey, Hawk, look. We just talked about Kyle Lowry. That's how Kawhi be looking at him sometimes. You ain't see that shit? Kawhi be looking at him like, man, what the fuck? Man, why we trade him and keep the DeRozan? Like, what the fuck we keep him for? I mean, look, Kyle Lowry, fucking awful. He's awful.
Damn. Kyle Lowry, you were something when y'all played pickup?
Kyle Lowry, look, man, garbage.
Seven points, bro. And I mean, he played what? He put up 14 last game. But for you to be the second top paid player on that squad, I expect a little bit more out of you, G.
Yeah,
so
he averages 12 points. 12.
Shoot
38% and 20% from 3-point land.
Trash. Get him the fuck
that
out of there.
Trash. Get him out of here,
Coach. Oh, but
that's not
Hey, Hawk,
how many minutes he playing? Kyle Lowry is playing 40 minutes a game, basically.
Get that nigga the fuck out of here, man. That's trash. Come on, man.
Nah, you can't even say he out there for defensive purposes either, dog. He out there
for nothing. He out there taking up space. He out there giving somebody a breath, a breather.
Yeah.
Blaze, what's wrong with you, dog?
I guess I popped up in the right time. I'm talking about $33 million trash can.
Man,
this is the Adrian Broner, anybody can get it. Segment. And oh, by the way,
yeah, man, because
the phone lines are sponsored by Connor Murray Realty. Go to Connor Murray Realty, follow him on Instagram and also Facebook at Connor Murray Realty. Go ahead, Blaze. What you got to say about Mr. Lowry, Kyle Lowry?
I mean, from what I'm hearing, like, they already beat me to it, but boy, just trash, man. I never was big off him, and every time it's a big game. He just ain't there. You know, they better thank God they got Kawhi. That's the only reason they ain't get swept by Philly yet.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Because Kawhi getting you 38-9, 261%
from the field. What Deion Sanders say? He said, I'll never question your money unless your game is funny. Hey, man,
I was questioning his game before he got paid. He been trained.
Did y'all talk about young light skinned man at Golden State out here laying these eggs right now?
We can never talk about him too much.
Man, that boy out there looking like hot garbage.
Hot. Garbage. Boy, blowing dunk.
I guess he traded his superpowers with his brother or something.
He went to go see Endgame.
Right. He got Thanos real quick. Hit him with the
his brother playing better than him. Word up. His brother playing better than him.
Yeah, him.
I mean,
he been pissing me off and B been really pissing me off.
Oh, and Beza, he got bitch tendencies, man. I ain't saying he no bitch, but he got bitch tendencies.
Yeah, I mean, he
yeah,
not
I mean,
a bitch.
Kawhi doesn't look like Jordan, the second coming of Jordan out there.
He is. But he's a diva, man.
He ain't even looking to score the ball no more. He just going to the racket and hoping he can foul now.
He a damn front runner, man. When it's going great, he laughing, talking trash. But let his ass be struggling a little bit or somebody give him that work. Now he, I was sick. Oh, my knee. Oh, I gained too much weight.
Your knee ain't hurt when you was doing windmills and shit.
That's why Rihanna ain't give his ass no play.
You let a dude with straight back cornrows and New Balances kill you. How about that? He better off wearing some damn coke head.
That's a different type of trade back right there.
Hey, we should get one light skinned dude because he's making me look crazy for my predictions. Tatum. Where the hell is Tatum at, G? Everybody wants to start talking about Kyrie.
Ever since Tatum had to stop tying his own damn shoes, he been some trash too. He need to put some shoes on where he got to tie them up. He got a little app that can tie shoes up. He been some damn trash.
I think
he asked for the goal, man.
When that expectations come on you, it's just some people it's different. You got to live up to it. Last year, it wasn't no expectations. You know, he could play carefree. Now, they expected something from you. You know, he's shrinking in the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. People don't want to say that.
Then
Now that everybody
everybody
want to
get on
from you, they want to blame Kyrie.
Yeah, and Kyrie's doing what he's supposed to do.
Boy getting open looks at jumpers. Kyrie dishing the ball around. Boy getting open looks, missing and everything. Shit, Morris been more effective than him.
All about.
But Terrence said, my man T said, Tatum need to dribble the ball.
Man.
He need the ball.
The only thing
now.
I was saying is maybe he might be one of them rhythm players where he got to get up a few shots before he gets in the game. Cause you feel me?
So he's a volume shooter.
Your shots is limited. You feel me?
He's a shot creator at 2K right now from 2K from a couple of years ago. Got the volume shooter badge.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He's a rhythm shooter. He needs to touch
the ball. Last year in the playoffs, he was getting at least 20 to 25 shots. Now, he get maybe 10 to 15, and if you come out cold, you might not even get it back again.
Let me see how many shots he get in this series of game. That's a good point. Let's see.
Hayward get more shots than him. Yeah, do his stats up against Hayward.
So he only got 31 shot attempts. Jaylen Brown got 38. Horford got 34. Morris got 22.
It's too much. It's too much to go around. The only person who really got the green light on a shot like that is Kyrie.
And Kyrie got double his shots. Kyrie got 61.
Yeah, you know he's going to get his shots up, but that's the only thing I can say about voucher for him is maybe he has to shoot more. I mean, you go back and look at them playoffs, he was one of their main guys, if not the guy.
Oh, he was the guy, yeah. He was definitely the guy.
Or if you're not getting the ball like that, you can do things to make sure you do get the ball. Like, I don't know, play defense. I don't see him checking no boy. Was it the Greek Freak?
Many people
like
gonna
Damian
be able to
Lillard,
check him, bro.
Man, can't nobody on that roster check the Greek, man.
Like Damian Lillard say, stop running from me. Talking to Russ. I see your boy.
Oh, he been checking Middleton. Middleton been lighting his ass up.
And that's probably part of the problem.
Middleton shoots 60% from three, damn near. He been lighting his ass.
Man, that whole team been hot from the three line.
65% for three, 13 of 20. Middleton shooting 13 for 20. George Hill shooting 5 of 10. Giannis shooting 5 of 10. That's 50%. You got Mirotic shooting 43%. God dang. They shooting.
So I have a question, though. I have a question. Why not go with the Shaq approach? Let your boy go crazy. Let him get to the rim and just stop 3-point shots.
The thing with that is, go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish.
Not about to say because you know that he can't shoot at all.
But
I understand. Like he be getting to the rack and then he'll pass out two or three. Why not just try to keep the three away?
My counter is though, if you look at the way Middleton's shooting right in Tatum's face. So
in his face,
ain't no defense for that. Like, if you go look at a lot of Middleton three-pointers, they pull-ups right in his face. You know, they ain't really been, like, a lot of open threes except for Mirotic. But even Lopez hitting people with step-backs, pulling in their face. Like, so it's hard to say, you know, cut that off when you're making contested shots.
It's just Boston just not shooting well. Boston getting all the shots. They just not shooting well. Like, they get a bunch of shots, get extra shots. They just shooting bad, man. As a team, Boston's shooting real bad. Well, I take that back.
They ain't shoot well since that first game. That first game, they shot real well. And then
they shooting
45,
and Milwaukee shooting 42 from the field. It's just Milwaukee.
And,
damn, 3-point shooting around the same. It's 39% for Milwaukee, and then 39-4. But I think Milwaukee has made more threes.
You know,
some
you
of
know
that you can attest to their defense talks because Milwaukee make you work on defense, man, and that can wear you out. Guarding Giannis all damn game.
That's true. That's a good point. So do y'all think the Celtics are gonna tie it up tonight, or will the Bucks go up 3-1?
Man, all game.
They fucking better. They better.
The
otherwise, it's over.
So,
Kyrie looking for a slight, man.
So you think Kyrie's going to put up 30 this year? Hey, T got Kyrie blowing the series. Hey, yo, he just hell, man.
I think he'll probably put up 30.
Yeah, he gonna do his regular thing, but he already checked out. Like, he gone too. He know the series over.
And that's another thing, that energy level, that's where you miss, like, Marcus Smart. Because Marcus Smart,
he just having that dog.
Yeah, he definitely missed that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he coming back tonight.
Is Smart playing tonight? Well, yeah,
yeah.
They might win tonight. He play because that's the energy guy.
Jason Tatum better play better. They ain't going to win.
They've been lacking that dog.
Yeah, because
he
playing.
Like my man said, they don't got that rough.
Yeah, Tatum playing like real light skin. Like last year, he looked dark skinned. You couldn't tell him away from all the other cats on the squad.
Hey, look, I'm telling y'all, when these Bammers get these tans, some get here, they get their tans. I'm telling you. Watch Klay Thompson next series when he got his little brown skin tan and he a little bit dark. Watch what he do. He do it every
year. Y'all ever see that gift thing on Facebook? And they was talking about Thanos. They're like, you know, what did you sacrifice to get it? It seemed like he sacrificed dunking on Bron and lost everything after that. He ain't been right since that dunk. Shoulder flexing and all of that. Came down, shot an air ball up a whole play after, but everybody forget that.
I got another question, too, because everybody keeps talking about who's the best in the league or whatever. Do you think KD is the best in the league right now?
Yeah.
No.
Say it again.
Do you think KD is the best in the league right now? Number one, numero uno.
Number one, like, overall basketball player, or we talking scoring?
I'm talking about overall, the number one guy
now. That's that straight back killer in Toronto.
Nah.
I still think KD a bust.
I got LeBron as the top dog.
I think KD a bust Kawhi ass pause.
KD did it already. Dropped 45 on Kawhi already.
I think he'll bust Kawhi ass.
Somebody
I got LeBron is still the best player.
Man, come on, man.
Hey, he waited for somebody to say LeBron. He was waiting for you, dog.
Don't like LeBron, I understand, bro. But I just think boy's going to bounce back next year and make people remember who the hell he is.
He got to bounce back. Watch it.
Y'all going to remember who the hell LeBron James is.
I'm a Laker fan,
next year.
So I hope he do bounce back. But he's not the best player in the league right now.
I think he is, man.
Hell nah, he lost that. He lost that title.
Hey, man, everybody's saying he had a bad year, but look at the stats. They say otherwise.
Yeah, everybody like to look at fucking numbers. Look at the goddamn
game. I'm not just a number guy, bro.
Just throw the numbers at
you. You can't play that hero ball in the West.
I'm not talking about hero ball.
That's what he had to do.
But I'm not talking about, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking about hero ball. Like, LeBron won't check in most of the season.
Hey, man.
Don't look at the game. I'm going to look at the game. I stay up late and watch the game. He won't check in. And I'm not talking about no shit about him sitting at the end of the bench. Fuck that. I'm talking about on the court. Like, he get frustrated at other people because he ain't playing no goddamn defense. No, that nigga wasn't playing defense in Cleveland.
So what's the difference?
No pass.
It's just magnified now. Man,
go look at the year he had before
in Cleveland. Go look at the way he played defense. He still wasn't playing defense.
Since we're talking about LeBron, did y'all see what he had to say about Magic stepping down on the shot?
No, I missed that. I missed that one. I saw what he said about Zion, but I missed the whole Lakers.
Basically, he was like, it's a time and a place, and he felt like Magic stepping down right before the game is about to start, you know, even though he wasn't playing. And the fact that, you know, sold him on the Showtime and the tradition about how, you know, the first year was going to be a process. And he was like, I'm in my 16th year. I don't got no damn process year. Every year's championship mode for me. and then how Magic could have at least called him first, be like, hey, Bron, I'm out of here. You know, this Magic, kiss my ass, I'm gone. He said he could have just said that to him. He had more respect for him than just abruptly leaving and not talking to nobody. He felt like common courtesy. He could have just hit him up beforehand.
I mean, I feel him on that shit, though, because Magic was one of the main reasons Bron came there. Like, you showing up at my front door to sell me on a dream, like, we going to do this, this, and that. Then, you know, shit get hard like you said it was going to be. And then next thing you know, you just out of here.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Did LeBron meet with Gilbert and Griffin to let them know he was leaving Cleveland? Did LeBron meet with Riley to let them know he was leaving Miami and going back to Cleveland?
He did do that.
Did he meet with them to let them know he's going to L.A.?
He didn't do that. No. The second one.
He don't respect Dan Gilbert, though.
He talked to Pat before.
He didn't even fuck with Dan Gilbert. He don't like Dan Gilbert. Yeah. He only played there for his city.
I get what you're saying, because if you did it before, you really can't feel tight.
Fuck out of here.
So y'all think Bron made a mistake by coming to the Wild Wild West?
I think the eye, like, everybody's eyes is more on him now, because everybody's been talking about this whole, you know, he's in the East. He didn't make that case look any better from last year. You know what I'm saying? And even though they got all up to number four, I just feel like with the Lakers and everything like that, he's trying to see a lot of, I guess, chinks in his armor a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, my thing is this. Is it like, that's real talk. Is it really chinks in LeBron armor, or is this we're going to be hypercritical because we finally could say, uh-oh, no ass, they make it to the finals. It's like we could just pile on. Because Jason said that LeBron shut it down. He basically shut it down after they didn't get AD. You know, if that narrative is true that he really shut it down because they didn't get AD, like, do we give him a pass? Like, as a competitor, I'm like, that's messed up. But
then they give a whole they're giving LeBron a lot of passes because they're talking about, well, he didn't have no shooters. But I'm like, bro, y'all don't give Westbrook this type of pass. Y'all don't give a lot of cats these type of passes that are the main, you know, stars of their squad. But
yeah,
all of a sudden he comes to the West and he's like, oh, well, he doesn't have any, you know, shooters. What do you expect him to do? I mean, if he's supposedly the greatest player of all time to some of y'all, he should be able to overcome, right? I'm just saying, man, I know it's a team game and all, but
no, that's true. I mean, I will say this. Before he got injured, sending quotations, they were fourth seed, and then we saw the domino effect with other guys getting injured. Back, he won 100%. So I'm putting that in quotations. I mean, it's a part of the game. Like, we everybody knew they didn't have a lot of depth. We knew everything was going to revolve around him. But the same way as it does with a lot of just one big star on a team type team. You know what I'm saying? So like you said about Westbrook.
Roger that.
Westbrook's not going to get a pass because he's the asshole to the media. I'm going to say what he can't say. That's why the media dogs him, because he dogs the media and he don't like to talk to everybody. So that's why they jump on Russell Westbrook. Period. A guy like Colin Cowherd hates Russell Westbrook. Why? Because a dude like Russell Westbrook ain't going to get Colin Cowherd the time of day. So he get on his platform. Every chance he get, he talks shit about Russell Westbrook. That's just what it is. And the mainstream media not going to be honest about that. They're just going to continue to just go with other routes to appease these fans. The reason why they mad and they talk trash about Russ is because Russ rude to them. As simple as that. When you quiet and you reserve, they give you pass like they do for Steph. They give you pass because of LeBron's greatness. They can't do nothing. They can't say nothing bad about him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing you can say about LeBron, really. You can try to pile on, but you got to do like Nick Wright, who's going to throw out every advanced analytic to basically shut you down. Like, it's hard to really pile on versus Bron, but it's easy for Westbrook, and that's what they do. Yo.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure y'all can still hear me. But yeah, man. So Let's get back to these light-skinned dudes that play for Golden State one more time, because Aaron is in the stream now on Facebook, and he's a Golden State fan from way back, so he just ain't jumping the bandwagon. But I don't understand why Steph Curry fans get so defensive when he struggled and we point out that he's struggling. When he playing like trash and we point out that he playing like trash. Because they high high and key key when James Harden playing like trash in the playoffs and not going to the free throw line. And when CP3 ain't doing his job. Or when KD gets shut down versus the Clippers that one game. But let Steph Curry have a bad game. Everybody retort is, well, you know he do for one. Oh, you don't want to wake up a sleeping dog. I don't give a damn about that dog that sleep. He been stinging it up. Why the hell I don't want to wake up a sleeping dog? I ain't playing. I want to wake up the sleeping dog. I want to see torpedoes landing on land, blowing up everything on the court. But every time this dude struggle, people talk about injuries and this and that. Well, you know he good for this. Well, you know Clay, Mr. Game 6. Everybody got a goddamn excuse built in. Instead of just saying, yes, Ball Hawk, they playing like trash can juice. But we don't get that. Why is that? Why? Huh? Because they look like R&B singers? Are you still down? Clay looking like John B? Like, what's really going on? KD, we know he don't brush his hair, but he killing. They went at KD and said, your ass need to shoot between 20 and 30 shots. KD said, I'm Kevin Durant. I ain't got to prove nothing to y'all. But just in case you forgot, since that day, what KD been doing? Killing. Now KD killing, hurting Steph Curry in his play. Man, get the hell out of here with that mess. They kill me with that mess.
All I know is if KD goes 7 for 23 and 0 for 6 in the fourth quarter in overtime, nobody will hit an end of that shit.
Exactly.
They got to win. If he have a game like that, they got to win for them not to hit an end of it. If they lose, nah, he gonna get slaughtered.
Yeah, he gonna get killed. It's his fault.
Yeah. I think that's another reason why Steph and Tatum get the pass too, because they win. When they win, when they lose, it's magnified.
Mm. Also,
is,
I do like Nick. Go ahead. What? Go ahead.
The thing is, the narrative that they're trying to spin is that, well, the offense moves better when it goes through Steph Curry, and they're playing this offense go through KD thing, and this is still Steph Curry's team, and all of this is why he is leaving. Like, you don't got time for this shit no more, man.
you know the bad thing? A couple years ago, like when KD first got there, people used to say, like when Steph used to make a three and KD used to make a three, the impact used to be different. You know what I'm saying? It was like when Steph came down, he was hitting a bomb. But
bomb.
Whatever KD hit a shot from, it's a bomb. It don't matter if it's 50 or if it's 30. Like, every time he shoot the ball and it go in, it's a bomb. And can't nobody do nothing about it.
And I mean, control, but you know a narrative that Nick Wright built in, because he be damned if KD be elevated, because that's threatening LeBron's throne. But he put out a stat today. It says it's better to let KD go off, because the Warriors win more when Klay's going off. But when KD's going off, you have a better chance of winning letting him go off opposed to Steph Curry going off. God damn it, it's the playoffs. We need everybody to go off, okay? If you are a star, all NBA player, your ass supposed to show up every goddamn game. I ain't trying to hear that for no damn Nick Wright.
Yeah, and Klay, but Klay still getting his shot, so that ain't, I don't want to hear that. Klay just not hitting. The other night, Klay had three wide open shots in a row. Three wide open shots in a row, and he missed all three. And went down the court looking real beige. And ain't play no defense after he missed
real
it either.
I think he said real beige.
Yeah. No, dead serious, man. I can see if KD was taken away from his shot. Like, KD been there. Like, it ain't like what number of shots you're going to get. Like, you not hitting your shots. And then even when you get second and third chance opportunities on one possession – and you getting the shots back to back, you ain't hitting nothing. That ain't KD's fault.
Nope.
That's your fault. You just ain't hitting. You out there shooting like me.
I mean, for his career, can we say that Steph Curry's basically what's Steph Curry's signature B big stage playoff game in like the finals or the conference finals. I remember the Portland game when he was like, "I'm back." That was the semifinals, but like a conference or final playoff game. Like, what's his signature moment? Does he have one?
Yeah. Which game was it when he hit that joint from like three quarters? Not three quarters. It was like right from the logo on the right hand side. Was that the semis or was that the conference finals when he hit that joint from the logo?
I know Klay got a signature moment versus OKC. We all remember that one.
Yeah. You know Klay killed him.
Game six.
Game six. Yeah.
I want to say Steph's maybe game two of the finals last year when he hit like 9-3.
Okay.
But then turning around in game three, he had 11 points. 1-10.
They say his signature moment is throwing his mouthpiece. Yeah, man. What's wrong with that dude? Oh, that go being right there calling in. But you know, talk about Kyle Lowry being trashed in the playoffs. Steph in the depths with Kyle Lowry right now. What's Steph average during the regular season? 27. He averaged 27. Now he averaged 18 this series. Oh, hell no. He getting the Kyle Lowry treatment. God damn it. He getting it. I don't know how, but he going to get the Kyle Lowry treatment. It's hard to get somebody Kyle Lowry treatment.
He ain't that bad.
It's hard. But God damn, we can't beat Kyle.
I'm just saying,
he got a better chance of bouncing back than Kyle Lowry.
Kyle in the class of his own, man. We ain't put nobody in there.
That's a fact.
Kyle needs to be on the bench.
Bless his heart. Hold on. We got a Warrior fan calling in. We got a Warrior fan calling in. He ready to cop some pleas. What's up, Aaron?
Skill.
What's up, man? What you got
What's
to
good,
say?
Man?
I know you want to defend Steph like we saying he trash, but he playing like some trash. So go ahead. I know you've been waiting.
Hey. Yeah. Everybody wants to hate on Steph, but bling, motherfuckers. Bling.
What?
Ain't
nobody debating his damn rings, but goddamn. We're talking about this play right now. How can you defend that? Can you defend it? Or you just want to deflect?
Bling, bling.
So you deflecting. Okay. I get it. I know it.
Bling, bling.
Especially when a dude grain of hair is the way that it is, and he looking better than Steph. Like, KD with that hair grain, killing right now. Just Golden State last year. Most definitely. KD out of there. Steph can have it next year. He can have it back. Maybe he get an MVP. Finals MVP after. He's going to get one this year again.
Steve Kerr might lead, too.
Woo! Oh, say that again?
Steve Kerr might be out, too.
Yeah. He's tired of
it.
Draymond turned the music up on him, man.
Shout out to Draymond Green, though. Draymond Green getting 16, 10, and 8. Salute to you, Draymond. You know, I don't give you a lot of love, brother. Salute to you.
He playing better than Steph.
Steve Kerr having too many health problems.
Steve Kerr
you are the Draymond tripping, man.
Draymond
out there disrespecting him, man.
What's my coach in football, man, at Coastal Florida and Wendell Howe State had all them health problems? Got the hell out of Dallas, winning championship.
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer out this mug right now. Successful in getting sick and leaving.
And plus, go to State don't have the bench they used to have.
They don't. Yeah, they don't. They bench nice and fast.
I'm on the phone.
They got both.
I still got them going to the finals, but at the same time,
If you're going to beat them, this is the year. If you was going to beat them, this is the year.
Honestly, when you look at Clay's stuff, the main thing people overlooking is they are jump shooters. And those dudes have played a lot of basketball in these last 5 to 6 years.
Thank you.
Goddamn thank you.
It ain't like, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I mean? Every shooter know your shot is in your leg. And they got to find a second win. They got to find a second win. But still, though, it's no excuse. I mean, you two of the best shooters in the world.
So if KD wasn't here, what would be the series if KD wasn't on the team? They probably have a better bench, though.
You know what I mean, if KD weren't on the team right now, they might not have made it this far.
Boom! You hear that, Aaron?
Boom! You done fucked up now. You done fucked up.
Yeah, they might not have made it this far.
Woo! Aaron, what you got to say without the Slim Reaper?
If you take KD away, the Golden State Warriors would have had their hands full.
Pop. Wait.
Clippers would have beat them.
2015?
2015?
Right now, you take KD off that basketball team, they would have got past the Clippers.
If y'all would have had the true rubber match without KD, I think LeBron would have beat y'all again, brother. What you said about Dad Hammer?
2015, we didn't need KD.
Hey, if y'all would have had a true rubber match with a healthy Cleveland Cavs and a healthy Golden State without KD, do you think y'all would have beat Cleveland that third year in a row?
No. They had no answer for LeBron James.
Andre shut his ass down.
Come on, Aaron. Stop, Aaron.
How you shut down a guy who led both teams in every category? He led both teams in scoring, rebounding, and assists. And you say Andre Iguodala shut him down? I don't know what series you were watching.
Then why did he get finals?
I don't know what series he was watching.
Because Steph was some trash. That's how he got the MVP, like I told you earlier.
Skip!
Didn't I tell you? What'd I tell you, Skip? They said Dele shut Steph down. Aaron Javon said Dele Vadova shut up down. What you guys say about that?
Stop, man.
I don't know about that one because, that second year? Steph was hurt.
He was hurt.
But, you know my rule. If you out there.
If you out there, got your shoes on.
Ain't no excuse, you still jacking that shot.
Hey, let him know.
I don't care if your shot look like Markelle Fultz. If you out there and you playing, that means you're healthy.
Do something. Give me something, Petey. Don't be out there like Tony from Blue Chips. How much you think Steph got paid to miss that dunk, Aaron?
My thing is, why is he trying to dunk? Well, that's not what he's known for in that point in time.
Exactly.
Like, you're not known as a dunker, you're a shooter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how to do scoop layups. Like, why in that moment you going to try to do what Patrick Ewing should have did years ago?
Aaron, can you answer that question as a Warrior fan? Why would Steph try to dunk right there? You know the pulse of the fan base. Can you answer that? What is the hen dog telling you? What is the mouse telling you right now?
The hen dog is telling me a whole lot of shit, Skip.
What is the hen saying to you? Go ahead, man.
I got a question, though. If the Toronto Raptors make it to the finals, do Kawhi Leonard leave?
Yes.
because right now the Clippers look real attractive.
Yes, they do.
And you put him and Patrick Beverly, you put him and Patrick Beverly together on defense. You got a problem.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's scary.
Why is no one giving?
What you say?
Kawhi MVP.
What?
I can't say he the MVP. You know what I'm saying? Like Kawhi, he's normally strong in the playoffs. He normally strong in the playoffs now. He been solid all year, but he normally turns his game up in the playoffs. You got to give him that. I mean, but looking at the East right now. Do you think Milwaukee can get past Toronto if Kawhi's guarding Giannis?
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now Giannis don't have a jump shot.
Kawhi, you can't bully Kawhi. That's one thing I can say. Nobody bully.
He's not gonna bully Kawhi.
Come on, man.
This just in, man. They said that Klay is saying that he won't re-sign with Golden State. There's an alert that just popped up on my phone.
Lake Show.
What?
He might end up with. He going to L.A. It might be the Clippers, though, but he going to L.A.
They said he would not re-sign with the Warriors even.
Please?
What?
Hey, Bill Duffy at his best.
Yeah, my dog, YouTuber RB The Breakthrough, he got a video up now that just got an alert that says breaking. Klay Thompson says he would not re-sign with the Warriors.
He wanted to test the market and see what his value is. You know what I'm saying? Plus, a guy like him who's always had to play second fiddle to either Steph or and now KD, you know, he wanted to see what his value is.
That's crazy.
He got championships now.
Yeah, for the people on Facebook.
Hawk, didn't I tell you last year that this would be Golden State last year? They breaking up after this season?
Yeah, you said it.
Klay Thompson leaving. Kevin Durant's gone. Steve Curry might be out because of health reasons. Now you're going to really get to see how good Draymond Green really is. Give me him and Steph.
Yeah.
And all those young guys they drafted.
No way. No way.
Then my man who's on the phone who's a Golden State Warriors fan, he probably jumped ship too with the rest of them.
So basically, it was reported on Get Up that if they come with the 5-year, $190 million max deal for Klay Thompson that's done on July 1st, he's going into the new building with Steph Curry. What you have to say, if they do anything less than that, you can expect Klay Thompson to be in free agency. So,
man, I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up in New York. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, I mean, me personally, you know, as a basketball fan, I'm loving New York right now. Loving the Knicks.
So do everybody feel like New York gonna win? They're gonna get the number one pick. Is there everybody in consensus there that the basketball gods gonna make sure behind that curtain that nobody sees that they're gonna get the number one pick?
Hawk, what I tell you back in November?
I know what you told me.
What I tell you back in November?
You said they're gonna get the number one pick.
That's the last market
they got to get back up and running. You said two years ago.
You said
Philly. They got to get Philly and the Lakers back relevant, and then they got to get New York. It worked like the gospel.
Don't worry about it. I'm loving New York right now because they gonna rebuild it. They gonna rebuild their franchise. New York been down too long. Zion,
they said Boogie might come back. What do y'all think if Boogie came back to Golden State?
I mean, it really. I think he's full of shit. It's hard for me to judge him. Boogie, I think he's full of shit. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I think we gave him too much of a pass from when he said no other team wanted him. So I'm going to go to Golden State because they called me, and he went for dirt cheap.
Yes, sir.
Let's be real, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have seen many guys come back from an Achilles injury during this day and time right now. It ain't like he a high flyer. You see what I'm saying? You know, he shoot a lot of jump shots now. He played below the rim. I mean, I think that was just his easy way of going to Golden State.
Mm,
I think he's fully
fit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, he ain't do nothing no different than what KD did. He went to the best team.
That's true. So Jason on Facebook said, they said Bron was going to New York for over a year and a half. KD isn't going to the East Coast. I will say this to Jason that, yeah, I do remember the media hoping they were like, it's like wishful thinking that LeBron went to New York. But I will say this, when it comes to the dude that's on the phone right now and Wet who left, when these two dudes usually say, hey, these guys may go here, it's happened. Like when they said LeBron was going to the Lakers, it was some murmur, but I knew from behind closed doors that LeBron was going to LA. When Melo went to Houston, I heard from these gentlemen before the media really jumped on it. So that's the only reason why I'm really entertaining this New York, because my source has been like, it been pretty accurate when it comes to where guys going to go. I do remember LeBron going to New York.
Guys got to put two and two together, man. I mean, if KD, everybody's saying KD the best player in the league right now. If he goes to the East, he would instantly become the best player in the East in the largest market in the NBA. He will be.
No.
In New York.
What do you know about
God in New York?
Giannis.
Giannis is what, the best player?
Yeah. How Giannis can be better than the guy who can shoot?
That's a good point.
How Giannis gonna be better than the guy who handle is better than he is? Please tell me what part
Giannis had a jumper, he have a shot.
What part of Giannis' game is better than KD?
Mm.
I'll wait for Hawk on the clock right now. You know what I'm saying? On the clock. That's what I'm saying. Mm. Like, we can't just be throwing out that kind of stuff. KD told y'all what last week? I'm Kevin Durant. Y'all know who I am. And he still nobody will work this man is a four-time scoring champ, and we still debating his game.
That's okay. KD got poked one time this offseason, and that was it. And this shit was over with.
Hey, what do you think about the media? This is a good question posed. How does Dolan and his status as a terrible NBA owner play a role with a guy like KD coming in? I think that's a great question by Jason.
Somebody in New York?
Yeah.
Well, he going to win and solve everything. You bring the right guys in, and you get out of their way with the right coaches. I mean, when they take care of himself.
Okay.
New York has some bad basketball teams where they haven't been winning. So when you losing, people got to point the blame at somebody. But that guy wearing number 35, he can carry a load. It's different between having a good player and then having a guy who can carry a load, and he got some broad shoulders.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on what type of franchise player you bringing in. So, I mean, you got guys who playing alpha, then you got guys who are alpha for real, where they got that rock in their head, and he's an alpha for real. And people in New York going to love it. I'm more so interested to see what's going to happen if Kyrie or Kemba Walker go there. What would the Knicks do with the Frank kid and Dennis Smith?
Ooh, Kemba Walker go there. We know how he's doing the garden. We know how he gets down.
Because right now, you know, the Frank kid, they probably get rid of him. But I know for a fact Dennis Smith ain't used to coming off the bench.
Uh-oh. So what's going to go up with Dennis Smith?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's that point guard position in New York is up in the air if Kemba or Kyrie go there.
They said, can KD carry 18? I think KD can carry 18.
He's doing it right now.
Sure the hell can. I don't know where everybody else been watching.
He's doing it right now, man.
I'm putting it to you.
Uh-huh.
How far has OKC got since he left?
Here we go, man. Goddamn, what
first,
Russell Westbrook's
first time.
How far has OKC got since he left?
Yeah, they've been getting their ass early tickets to go fishing.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to figure out how we steer the question in this guy's game.
He had the roster like LeBron to still get to the finals. That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, but see, people gotta realize certain moves is bigger than basketball. KD's move to going to go to state is bigger than basketball. LeBron's move going to LA is bigger than basketball.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a lot of narratives behind the scene that, you know, people just watching the game. You know, nah, I mean, these guys aren't the typical basketball players anymore. You know, they try to be – they entrepreneurs. Some of them try – LeBron is a mogul. So, you know, he got other goals in mind. Like, what can you – these guys are young, and they've already won championships. So, their minds are somewhere else right now. They're not like Isaiah or Jordan.
Well,
yeah, Melo, that's not going to happen. You know,
Hey, damn it. Now you're going to cut this short, goddamn it. I'm not doing this right today. I just saw the intruder. Don't make me turn into Dennis Quaid on your ass. I just seen the intruder. Y'all better chill.
The best thing was get his old lady back. That's why he needed that time off, to make sure he got his old lady back.
Yeah, because she takes like honey nut cherry. Yeah.
He made that little girl. He got a little girl now. Hey, look.
Mello ain't been the same since KG said his wife tastes like honey nut cherry.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be – I think a team picks them up after this season.
Hey, do y'all – why do you think, like the free agents aren't targeting Brooklyn also? Is it because – how? What's their salary cap? Because Darren
asked that. I think they can sign two or three.
They got some money to spend now. Jay-Z has nothing to do with them no more.
I got a hot question that just came up. I'm glad Jason does this all the time. He throw out good scenarios. They say, put KD with this Lakers team. What happens this year?
A championship.
KD and LeBron together?
No. Take LeBron off and put KD on that team this year.
What? Second round exit.
They got a proven go-to guy who can score. Who doesn't have to.
I mean, I think they definitely make it to the playoffs.
I mean, KD game would take away from everybody else. But it's LeBron was supposed to be able to make it to the playoffs too.
I don't think it would matter
with the injuries all around. Like, if everybody was healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put him on a team with the same injuries, he probably gets you to the first round.
But you wouldn't hear the narrative they don't have no shooter.
That's true.
I mean, you wouldn't, because KD is a shooter.
That narrative will go away, but also LeBron has to have the ball to create for everybody else. But with KD,
LeBron would allow them guys to create.
And you know who else would have played a whole lot better? You know who would have played a whole lot better? Lonzo Ball.
Hey, Hawk, yep. I still feel like Lonzo set out to prove a point.
I said the same thing.
Talk about it.
Hey, Hawk.
Lonzo set out to prove a point.
Yep, you said that too.
Everybody keeps saying how trash he was and stuff, but Lonzo was running the show. And when they inserted mm-hmm. him back into the starting lineup, Lonzo was playing very well. And the Lakers were playing very well until he got hurt. And when he got hurt and they tried to trade him.
Hey, look, y'all remember that IG post? We ain't going away. Lonzo posted that joint on IG soon as the trade deadline was over. And he still set out.
Hey, look,
Lonzo kept shooting.
Lonzo.
Steph Curry can't shoot either.
Right now.
Oh, okay.
Really, no, I'm going to say this right here.
Go ahead, B.
People should have a lot more respect for Lonzo right now.
Why?
He was the one person who could shut his daddy up. And he did.
Yep. Hey,
that's true.
He's one of the only people to play defense on the Lakers roster.
Damn. He was a defensive specialist this year.
Yeah.
He got his daddy out of his business. He threw the big baller brand away. He's going to come back and play a lot better next year. Watch what I tell you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've been sold on Lonzo.
LeBron still got to play off the ball, man. Let Lonzo be great.
Yeah, let that man be great.
Bron got to take his big ass to the post because you can create from the post.
Be calm.
Right now, LeBron James is the wrong guy to play with a young player. So that young player would never develop.
Because he don't want the process. Like, He said it. He don't want no process.
I mean, if you're a young guy and you got to have the ball in your hands to create your shot, and this older guy over here trying to make you a spot-up shooter, and he's basically holding your career up, he's the wrong guy to play with. Now, I mean, let's think about it. Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma. The Lakers were trying to trade those three guys. Those guys are in their second to third year career.
Yeah, Ingram in the third.
Imagine them 8-9 years down the line.
Yeah.
And you gonna give all that away to appease one guy who may have 1 year, maybe 2 good years left in him, who will shut it down on you? Not me.
Next question from – I ain't even cut y'all because we pressed for time. Next question from Facebook is – Darian said, do you think the Blazers can overcome the Nuggets and beat the Warriors?
Fuck no.
I'm gonna say what the Blazers problem is right now. If the Blazers had a healthy Cantor, then I would like their chances. But you know, he's hurt. That shoulder jacked up.
Yeah, but Cantor healthy can't do nothing with the Joker, man. Joker's bad for him, man. That's just a mismatch. Joker's down there getting 3 offensive rebounds in a row.
When you got a backcourt like Dame and CJ, you can't overlook him now.
Nah, I'm not overlooking him. I'm just saying. Like a healthy Cantor, yeah, that would make a little bit of a difference, but the way the Joker been playing on the post today, it ain't nothing.
I mean,
the Joker
been playing like that all year.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying, I'm talking about the series. We talking about Portland right now.
But I'm just saying, he been playing like that all year.
I agree. But what I'm saying is, Cantor can't do nothing with that, man. Healthy or not.
But thing is, Cantor can score himself.
Yeah, but Cantor can't do nothing.
I'm not disagreeing with you to saying Cantor can't do nothing with him, but at the same time, a healthy Cantor can give you 18 points. But right now, what he had the last game? How many points he had the last game, Hawk?
He got to use so much energy on the defensive end. Like that's
what
well, hey, hey look, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Right? So me, I'm not known for offense at all. Right? So I can use 100% of my energy on defense. When I get on offense, I'm gonna pass the ball to the shooters and the scorers and shit. Right?
Not if we leave you with two.
Cannon gave you 5 points. He was 2 for 5 from the field. He gave you 5 points and rebounds.
Now, let's be realistic. A healthy Cannon is going to score more than 5 points.
Exactly, man.
He's going to score more than five points.
But
he's going to give you
energy,
a better chance. He's going to give you a better chance to win the game because he's playing on both ends.
Yeah, but how much energy is he putting out on the defensive side?
He was putting out energy.
Yeah.
He does that every game. This man plays hard every game.
But you're not hearing me. How much energy? Like, look at the weight difference in every day.
Man,
like, you know, it's hard when
man,
you got a big fool leaning on you.
Man, the man got a bum shoulder.
No, I get it. I understand that, but I'm saying in general. I understand
the man got
the
bum shoulder.
Yeah, but
let's be real. If you got a bum shoulder, you can barely lift your arm up. How great of a defender you gonna be?
Separated. Well, no, his ass out there. No, he out there.
So he should. Fucking hurt, he shouldn't be playing.
The man came out and said he's still gonna play.
Hold on. Real shit scenario. If I come out there, the BCBA, real shit scenario, and I guard Curry, hold on, listen. And Curry give me 40.
I'm on the mic cooking your ass.
Listen. And Curry give me 40.
Yes.
And I say, oh, my shoulder hurt.
I'm cooking.
I'm not getting no pass for that because I went out there.
You're not. I'm cooking
exactly.
You. You're right.
So I'm not giving him no fucking pass to the shoulder.
He's just saying he hurt.
Come on,
we still
man.
Gonna cook him. Just like Steph. He hurt. He got a hurt finger.
He hurt. All right.
Okay, well, since you want to go there, then the man sit on the bench with his arm in a sling. Then he take himself out of the game and put his arm in a sling.
Yeah. Is he that fucking hurt?
I mean, shit. He should have been over there
with a sling on.
You know what I'm saying? The man went out there and tried to play. What more you want him to do?
I'm glad he put a sling on, but he knew he was that hurt. He should have put that on the first place.
And Jokic only had 21 points, though. And, you know, he only had a triple-double. You know, 21-12 in the leg.
Any type of competitor is going to try to play.
I understand that, but you know for a fact.
Come on, dog. Let's be real. You know for a fact he's going to give you more than 5 points.
I agree. But, Twan, if I go
that's
out
Bean.
There
that's
trouble,
Bean, dog. That ain't
if,
Twan.
If,
that's Bean.
Look, my bad, Bean. Hey, look. Oh, shit. Hey, Bean, look. If I go out there and I guard a nigga, he give me 40, and I say I'm hurt, when we come on the show and Hawk say, man, TikTok, go on that goddamn trash, and a nigga gave him 40.
I mean, well, at the end of the day, your narrative, your narrative don't mean that because you just said you can't score.
You said I what?
You just said you can't score. I mean, you ain't got no offense game, but you play defense.
I can score a little bit. I don't care about offense.
I'm just saying.
What is Chris getting known for, though?
I don't give a shit about offense. I never have. I've been a defensive player my whole life. Hold on. This is my job.
Let me ask you this question before you finish. Is Cancer known for defense though?
No.
All right, go ahead, finish.
Listen, I'm known for defense. That's what I'm known for. I don't care about offense. I don't care about if I score one fucking point. That's cool. I don't give a shit. But if your best player was averaging 35 and I holding the 12, I did my job.
But if a nigga go out there and give me 40 this summer,
and that's my job. That's my specialty. That's my shit.
Hey, look. if a man, if you say defense is your specialty and the man give you 40, then you just going to be on the sideline looking like Patrick Beverly when Kevin Durant caught a hold of his ass.
Hey, look. I'm going to tell you what.
You look like him.
If a nigga ain't gonna have a chance to give me 40 because I'm gonna foul out before that.
I'm dead.
If a nigga can get 40, but I won't guard him the whole time.
It's gonna look worse because you on the bench fouling out because you tried to guard him.
Everybody gonna say you fouled out trying to guard him. That's fine. That's fine. I gave him five hard fouls. It's not gonna look worse.
Man, and he said he gave you bucks. You know you still putting him on the line, right? You could foul him, but you know he's still going to the line, right?
Hey, look.
You know he's still getting two.
Hey, look. They call fouls like the NBA little touch shit. I play like I'm in the 80s and 90s, nigga.
He still goes to the free throw line.
Fuck him and his free throws. He ain't get 40 on me.
And when he hit them two free throws, that's still on you. Because you put him at the line.
That means he only going to get 10 points on me.
And so you going to risk it all. You going to risk it all.
I'm getting, look, this when I play defense, man. That's what I do. A healthy can ain't going to make that much of a goddamn difference.
Well, that's your strength, though. You play to your strength.
If you foul, you're not playing defense. If you foul, you're not playing defense.
How many fouls get called in the playoffs and you be like, that ain't no goddamn foul?
No. What are you talking about? I'm trying to say, if you foul, you are not playing defense.
That's bullshit.
If you foul a man and he goes to the free throw line and he scores, that's not playing defense. Hey, you still put the man on the line.
Let me ask you a question. The last time you played pickup, somebody called a foul, you feel like you ain't touch him, right?
No matter, I come back and shut
down. Hold on. Right,
come back and lock it down next week.
No, ain't nobody going to the free throw line in the pickup game. Did they call a foul?
Who going to the free throw line in the pickup game?
Did he call a foul?
He can call a foul all he wants.
Did he call a foul? Was you playing defense or was you not?
No. What is your point?
Don't give me no damn false narratives to yourself.
You done went from a real game to a pickup game. Who shoot free throws in a pickup game?
What do you mean?
I'm trying to figure that out. What do you mean?
I asked a simple question.
Okay, hey, Hawk, in the BCBA league, do y'all shoot free throws in that league, Hawk?
Yeah, we shoot free throws BCBA.
Okay, so therefore, he don't shoot free throws, so all right, take the ball back out.
So the last time you played in a league, I don't know how old you are, so I don't know when the last time you played in the fucking league.
He's my age, though.
So when the last time you played in the league?
Last time I played in the league, I was about 35.
All right, so the last time you played, you fouled somebody, right? They called a foul on you. You felt like you ain't touching, right?
I mean, I ain't gonna get no more than two fouls a game, so I ain't worried about that.
Did you feel like on your two fouls, do you feel like you ain't touching, nigga?
I mean, realistically, I don't mean no harm. No, I mean, I'm gonna tell you what my theory is. Like, if me and you, we playing in a real game, and you got the ball and you going to the cup, my first foul gonna be a good one. I'm gonna thump your ass to let you know I'm there.
And I'm gonna raise my hand. Oh.
So the next time, what about the second foul? You got the second foul in the game, right?
So what about the second foul?
The second foul, you might not see it to the second half because the score ain't gonna be 0-0 first and foremost. And the second thing I know is if I get my second foul, I got to go to the bench. I'm not going to waste it on no guy who can't score. You know, already admitted to me you can't score, so I'm not going to waste a foul on you.
You're not supposed to waste it on me. That's my job.
Not my second one.
My job is to get in that nigga head. That's what I do.
You can't do that for the side, though. If you constantly fouling, how you get somebody here for the side?
Hey, look, all I have to do is get in his head. That's it.
How many good players have you done that to?
A lot.
A lot of them can't talk either.
I ain't never seen you play before. I mean, I'm pretty sure one of them call in.
I know. I hope one of them call in because they'll tell you. Hey, look, let me tell you.
They're going to put a call in today because we about to log off because the Celtics game is on right now. So, you know, I got to go check out my dog, Kyrie.
Yeah, they can call in any day they want. I don't care when they call in. Call in after the BCBA starts. One person called me out, and I got my target on him. And this thing recorded, so he can listen to it. He called me out. He's going to have to come see me. The game's recorded, too, so I want you to check the film out when it come out. Shout out to BCBA.
It'll be live streaming on Sundays. It'll be live streaming on Sundays.
Hey, look, I love the camera. I love the camera. I love the trash talk. I love a good offensive player that thinks he's going to do whatever he want to do to me because it ain't going to work.
I'm the biggest 5'11
they've seen on the court. So whenever they want to come see you,
he's going to make it count.
Yeah, yeah. So I make it count. Trust me. Trust the media. They going to count. Every last one of them. Hey, man, I'm logging off, man. I'm going to eat, man. Y'all boys good.
Hey, man. On that note, man, appreciate y'all for calling in, man. That's going to be the show today. We got to go try to even up the series. But this damn clip is definitely going up first. Everybody need to hear this argument.
Man.
100.
Man, say he going to foul.
He going to foul. Oh, he ain't lying. He said that with pride. Oh, I'm going to use all five of them. He going to foul.
And said he was good.
And he don't count the free throws as points scored on him either. So that's how he gets you.
Where we from? If you put a man in the line, that bucket is on you.
That's a bucket is on you. Yeah, that bucket is on you. But that's his creed. That's his creed, and I let him live with it. But me? Oh, hell no.
Because you the reason why he hit the free throw line.
Yep. If you follow him and it's a game winner and hit that game winning free throw, it's your fault.
Exactly. It's your fault.
It's your fault. Hey, ask the game from Auburn when he fouled Cal Guy. Who fought it was? That's the one to rev. Your fault. What the hell did you want to come?
Hey, like, you out there fouling and stuff. Like, no, it ain't on me. Tell your team that when you get in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, man. I appreciate y'all calling in. Aaron, you need to give Stephen some hand dog because they nice and trashy right now.
Hey, look, Hulk, this is the last year for the Land of the Lights cast.
Last year. And we definitely going to end on that note, man. Appreciate y'all calling in.
Last year for the Land of the Lights cast.
And that's the wrap, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. Make sure y'all always tune in. Make sure you subscribe. Shout out to my sponsor, Abraham and Connor Murray Realty. Till next time, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. We out of here. No music because we got to see what Kyrie going to do. We out.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.